Winona Senior High head softball coach Mitch Grussell now joining the Winona Sports Network. Mitch, thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it. Let's start with the season. Nearing the end of it, 1 week and about three games left before sections. A heck of a 14-2 record. The only real difference from last year is the Park of Cottage Grove loss this year versus a win last year. How do you feel about your squad's performance so far to date?
We've done very well. You know, when you have great pitching and catching, and you put the ball in play, good things happen, and that's our team in a nutshell.
Last season, when we spoke after the season, after that championship loss, you mentioned how you wanted to get in the weight room more, and last season was really the first year you introduced the weight room to these girls. How has that shown you any improvement that you notice? You know, pop of the bat or just, you know, anywhere else on the field, have you noticed that improvement that comes from the weight room?
Oh, definitely have. We're so much stronger just throwing the ball overhand and hitting gaps with our hits, and we're hitting the ball hard. It's been a huge improvement. The bad thing is with our schedule this year, we haven't been able to get in there as much as I would have liked because we're playing on Mondays and Wednesdays because of the rain and the snow and everything. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it carries through in the off season and they even get stronger. But it has been very beneficial.
Coach, just how good is Michaela Steffs? For those who may not be around softball, you know, she's 8-0 on the season. She's got a couple no-hitters. Just how good is she?
She's as good as anybody. She puts in the work and the effort. And she's St. Mary's is getting a stud softball player and even a better person. I don't have enough good things to say about Michaela. Everything she does is exceptional, and same way with Ava Hampson and Mason McNally. I mean, I'm so fortunate to have three seniors like that give it everything they have and are so exceptional athletes. They're just outstanding.
When you have such dominant pitching like you've had this season, what's the obvious benefit is there, the pitching is good, but does that help you in, say, coaching in practice to focus on other things? And because you're so confident in this pitching staff, you can put your energy to other things that need work.
Yeah, it's sort of strange because pitching is my strong suit. So I've been coaching pitchers my whole life. So with Michaela and Ava now being with me for so many years, I don't have to do much with them. So I can go out and I'm working on our hitters. I'm working on our bunting techniques. I'm working on our defense. Not just me, but our coaching staff, and it freezes up, and you can see that in our batting. Our batting has dramatically improved. We're 1-9. We're so solid, and girls putting the ball in play.
So I assume the goal is the state championship, you know, reaching it so many times throughout the last many, many years. You have a plethora of teams that have reached the state championship game. I assume that's the goal again this year. How do you think this team in this season fares compared to those plethora of teams that you sent to the title game?
That is our goal. We don't talk about it much because it's a different season this year, and you know, we have that big huge target on our back and our section's pretty tough. Mm-hmm. But that's our goal, and you know, we have the players and the pitching, the catching, and the defense and the offense to get there. Hopefully the coaching staff can catch up with that. But it's our goal, and we, you know, it's going to be a tough road. There's some really good teams this year. So if we get a couple of breaks and a couple of bounces and we play good, we should be right in the hunt.
Is there something that comes to mind where, when I ask, you know, what needs to be adjusted or improved in order to get to that game or in order to be successful in the section and state tournaments, is there anything that comes to mind that you really want to hone in this last week or two before sections?
The big thing we have is we have a couple of younger players that haven't been in big game situations. I mean, they've played a few now this year, and they get a little tensed up. So just to relax them, and because the rest of the team is relaxed, if we can just get them to relax and play as well as they're capable of playing, we'll be fine.